All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with what I promised, another hour of Criminal Border, so let's get started. I feel warmth on my lips. I don't have time to think, let alone move. I simply go rigid, unable even to blink. Yorizoya's tongue slithers along my lip. My cut stings slightly, but the pain disappears immediately. I can't feel the pain from the rest of my body either right now. Right in front of me, Yorizoya's face slowly drains away. Or draws away, rather. I can still feel her on my lips. That soft sensation. Yorizoya's warmth. Will you be okay on your own until your mama and papa get back? Yeah. Okay. Yorizoya smiles and stands up. I guess I'll go home then. Oh.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. She waves her hand and leaves the living room. I hear the front door open, then close. I didn't get to see her off. I'm still in a daze. I unconsciously touch my lip. She kissed me. That's right, we didn't. Now I think of it, even though we've already had sex, we hadn't kissed until now. So she pretty much gave him prostitution sex until they... Well, until just now, I guess you could say. My first kiss. My heart is pounding. Remember, most prostitutes you cannot kiss. On the lips, at least. My body's burning up. It's a fuzzy feeling and, well, I mean, you say prostitute, sex worker, you know, but most sex workers, whatever it is. Sex worker, prostitutes, hookers, whatever you want to call them. You can't normally kiss them on the lips. That's one thing that is forbidden. A lot of the girls will not let you do that. I've heard it time and time again from sex workers. Is the fuzzy feeling in my head from the pain coming back? Yorizoya's gone already, but I can't take my eyes off the living room door. I stay there transfixed for a while. He'll get over it. Around the time it starts getting dark, hunger brings me back to my senses and I eat a simple dinner of instant ramen. I'm still zoning out in the living room when my mom gets home. Her eyes widen when she sees me. Apparently my face is swollen right up, just as Yorizoya said it would. I tell her I fell and hit my face. I get the feeling she doesn't entirely believe me, but she doesn't press the issue any further. I don't know whether he'll be back or not. But, not wanting to lie to my dad as well, I head straight for the bath, then shut myself in my room. Ow! I screw up my face as I turn over in bed. The band-aid that Yorizoya put on for me got wet in the bath, and I ended up peeling it off to get rid of the soggy feeling. Yorizoya. We weren't in the same class in 10th grade. During second semester, I guess that's a repeated word there, we were all in the same ability group for lessons, but that was all. I hardly remember talking to her at all, but October. Come to think of it, it must have been around that time. Yorizoya started talking to me sometime around then. Up until then, she'd occasionally said hi, but I remember being shocked when she started making conversation with me regularly. Did I really glare at them? I don't remember it at all. I often find myself scowling when I hear the filthy rumors people make up about her. It's because I know she's a nice girl. But back then, I didn't know that much about Yorizoya. Even, I was probably a little prejudiced against her. Even so, did I really glare? I can't remember it after all. Maybe she got her wires crossed. Either way, she told me she liked me. Me.
Me of all people!
No. My cheek hurts, and my back is throbbing. My stomach feels unsettled. It's hard to breathe. Today was the worst and the best day. Pride. Okay, so the game has finally begun. The swelling on my face has almost gone down. Most of my injuries have healed a little, but my stomach is bruised and sensitive, twisting my body, sends barbs of pain shooting through my back. If the pain hasn't gone away by tomorrow, I might have to get a doctor to take a look at it like Yorozoya suggested. I've never been punched or thrown to the ground before, so I have no idea if my injuries are nothing to worry about or if they're actually serious. Either way, I don't feel like doing anything today. I'm holed up in my room doing nothing when my phone buzzes. It's a message from Yorozoya. She's asking whether or not my parents are home. I reply that they're not and get a message back asking if she can come over. That's right, we were gonna do it yesterday until we got sidetracked. Is that what she's after? I reply, of course. I'll get there by lunch. Suddenly, I feel much better. Sex saves all. She says she'll come around by noon. I wait impatiently for her to arrive, just in case I take a shower and brush my teeth. I'm ready to go. The doorbell rings. Not wanting her to know I've been waiting on tenterhooks, I wait for a couple of moments before pressing the call button. Yes? I'm here. I'll open the door. Thanks. I'll unlock the front door, so come straight in.
Hi.
Okay. I end the call and head to the entrance. I unlock the door, then return to the living room to wait. Do I really need to pretend I haven't been waiting eagerly this whole time? In fact, isn't not meeting her at the door just plain rude? Just as I stand up to wait at the door for her, I hear it open. Hey! I didn't make it. I open the living room door and greet her from there. Welcome. Yo. What? How do you feel? Does it still hurt? It's a lot better than yesterday. That's good. You eaten? Not yet. I told you he respects him more. I brought some food. Let's eat. Oh, okay. Brother and sister Yorozoya sit down next to each other and place a bag from a hamburger shop on the table. Huh? What about the sex? Huh? Ah! She's tricking him. I mean, maybe they will have sex, but this is where... Again, this is where her brother actually wants to meet the guy that his sister is interested in, right? Very important. Aren't you hungry? No, I'm not. I'm hungry. Take whatever you want. It's on me. Whatever you want, except all of them are teriyaki. What's wrong with teriyaki? You can choose a drink. There's cola. The cola's mine. There's orange juice and tea. What do you want? I'll take the tea then. I would also take the tea. Okay. Hurry up and sit. Okay. I head to the opposite side of the table and sit down. Here you go. Tea and a burger. Well, she said a hamburger, but you know. Thanks. Yorozoya places the tea in front of me, then takes some fries out of a paper bag and sets them on the table. Oh, it's green tea. She's having the orange juice. Ooh, that's gonna go so bad with a burger. You really don't want to mix those. Hell of a place you got here. Yorozoya's brother has already started eating. He looks around the room, chewing noisily. Let's dig in. Yorozoya picks up her hamburger and eats too. Rather than sit here watching, I follow suit. And there's the little scene there between the three. What exactly is going on here? Why am I having lunch with Yorozoya's brother? About yesterday. Yorozoya's brother has already finished his burger and begins talking as he balls up the wrapper. I see. He's here to let me know what happened afterwards. That makes sense. Koji won't be bothering you anymore, so you can relax. Okay. You worried he might try to get you back? Huh? Oh, yeah, I did get the feeling you might be sore about it. Is it gonna be okay? Yeah, he didn't just screw with Dredd's reputation, but Lady K's too. He won't be getting revenge anytime soon. He can't even go outside in this town. What did you do? You don't want to know. Better off not knowing? God knows what they put Koji through. Whatever it was, he deserved it. They're Yakuza after all. Maybe they cut off his finger, or they could be forcing him to do hard labor somewhere. Yikes. Actually, why did that guy do something like that? It's partly my fault. I wasn't really on board. True, you were against it. He still wanted to do the digital drug, but didn't want to pay. Probably figured if he was in charge, he could do whatever he wanted, and I'd be happy too. Something like that, blinded by greed, the idiot. Sex sells, that's what Rin said. I can't argue with that. Koji got hooked on the video and made the wrong choice. He lost his judgment. Pleasure makes people crazy. That video has the power to do that to people. I took care of the two goons who were with him too. Sorry to put you through all that. Don't mention it. There's one more thing I want to say to you. What? Hina told me you protected her. Again, I really like the way they're using Chibi here. I mean, they could, I don't know if it's because they don't have a lot of budget, but I think it's a good artistic design because, you know, it's different. A lot of VNs, you know, they just do CG, 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 but when they have this Chibi art, or this Chibi CG that you're seeing, you know, it's got a charm to it, right? And you still kind of understand what's going on. And of course, you know, they do have different designs for this. It's different versions of the chibi art. So that's cool. I like that. I like the use of chibi sometimes. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't think so. I think it's a really nice stylized art. And it's something that Japan is very, very good at. Hina told me you protected her. Yeah, you did. You were so cool. No, I didn't. I couldn't do anything. I practically surrendered. There was nothing else I could do. I know it's lame, but that's all I could manage. What's lame about that? Huh? But... You put your body on the line for your girl. What the hell's lame about that? Exactly. He doesn't know how to respond. I'm sorry I doubted you. I totally misjudged you. I gotta thank you for keeping Hina from getting raped by those clowns. Thanks, Ikki. You saved my little sister. I owe you one. Yorizoya's brother bows his head. That is a symbol of deep respect, guys. To me, a bespectacled nerd. He'd usually be looking down at me. What is this feeling? Now more than when I was being punched. I really want to cry. I never knew it could feel so good to have someone respect me. Ikki, thanks. I mean it. It was nothing. I was so happy. I can't tell the other girls, she'll get mad, but you put me ahead of that video. What? Yorizoya tilts her head. I screwed up, another careless reaction. I wasn't planning on hiding it, but it's kind of hard to say it now. What's wrong? Nothing. What? If you want to say something, say it. Don't hold back. I never planned to give him the video. Huh? It was a dummy. What? I thought something like that might happen. I had a fake memory stick in my pocket just in case. You mean you were bluffing against that idiot? Yes, it's not like you could check what was on it right there. I figured I could probably get away with it. Whoa, really? Sorry. I wanted to protect both you and the video. Hehe. That was just me getting carried away. You're so smart, Iki. No, that ain't smart. Why do you always say things like that? You told them to keep their hands off Hina if you handed it over, right? Yes. As if that idiot would keep a promise. Right. If you wouldn't hand it over after taking a beating, he'd just steal it and take Hina with him too. At least that's what I would have done. Oh. You're too honest to make bluffs. Sorry. So what? He still protected me. It worked out that way is all. If Meryl hadn't come to our aid, things would have probably turned out like her brother said. Who knows what Koji would have done a Yurozoi when he realized the memory stick was a fake. My decision making was far from ideal. Sir? Don't call me that. Sorry. Just call me Tatsuya. We're friends, right? No need for airs and graces. Okay. So, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind teaching me how to fight. Fight? I kind of figured I should at least be able to get out of situations like that without getting the crap beaten out of me. He picks up a fry and carries it to his mouth. You got a style? Tatsuya, don't talk with your mouth full. Shut up. By style, you mean... like martial arts. I'm afraid I haven't. I thought I said we were friends. Stop talking like that. But you're older than me and... I said stop it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Tatsuya, you're always glaring. He's right. If that's enough to scare him, he'll never be able to fight. That's true. Huh? It's the first time Yurozoi hasn't taken my side. I'm a little shocked. So you don't do any martial arts, and it doesn't look like you really exercise either. Well, ever hit someone? No. Knew it. Even if you asked me to teach you, go take karate classes or boxing. You'd be better off that way. Oh, I see. What if Meryl taught him? You don't want to get involved with her. Tatsuya cuts in, his voice slightly harsh, his expression is serious. Why? Didn't you see her? It was incredible, kind of like watching a pro. That's right, she's a pro. What she does isn't just fighting. Huh? Is she really a professional? At what? Violence. She's trained without a doubt. She always puts on a slouch when people are watching, but the way she walks ain't normal. Not normal? How? Like there's no weakness in her trunk. Her core is rock solid. Each stride is almost exactly the same length. She walks like a goddamn soldier. Have you ever seen a soldier? No, but... So you're making it up? I'm not making it up. You probably heard it all on the TV. What's wrong with that? I knew it. Starting to understand why Yorozoya is so harsh towards Tetsuya. I get the feeling he makes things up as he goes along. Never mind the reason, just stay away from her. She's dangerous. I don't hear you say that about many people. Could you tell me what kind of person Meryl is? Kotsuko said she was her bodyguard, but... There you go again, all polite. Forget... Sorry. I don't really know either. But she ain't from the Omonkai. Is Omonkai the syndicate's name? Yeah. They're in with the Mafia. Not sure what countries, though. So are you saying Meryl's a member of the Mafia? Maybe. No way! A grunt like me wouldn't know. But she ain't normal, that's for sure. You should stay away from her. First the Yakuza, now the Mafia? I never thought it'd have anything to do with either, but all of a sudden they become all the more relatable. If we carry on with this business, will we end up having even deeper dealings with them? So, what were we talking about? Iggy wants to learn how to fight. Oh, that's right. First of all, your appearance, it's no good. My appearance? It's lame. You look like a goddamn nerd. I looked at Yorozoya for help, but her face suggests she agrees. No one's on my side. At least cut your hair. What'd you say to the stylist to end up like that? I don't like hairdressers, they always want to talk. Just how bad are your communication skills? How do you get by like that? You're just being mean now. I mean, come on.
If you don't want to go to the hairdressers, why don't I cut it for you?
What? I'm pretty good. She makes a cutting gesture with her index and middle fingers.
Seriously though, you should do something about it. People aren't gonna take you lightly otherwise.
Just like you did, huh, Tatsuya? Show us what you know. What do you expect? He's always looking down. I can't tell what he's mumbling half the time. You could be a bit nicer. Fix it. All of it. Speak up. Stand tall. Be confident. If you can't do that, people are gonna keep taking you for a fool. Confident. Hina. Yeah? First step, cut his hair. Okay. Really? Sure, leave it to me. Have you got scissors? Hairdressing ones? I'm not sure. Probably not. I'll bring some from home then. I'll go get them after we finish eating. Oh, you can come back another day if you want. Nope, let's cut it today. Hopefully you'll stop being so gloomy if you get a good haircut. I'll work on my attitude. In the end, all this happened because of me, or rather because of that video. At the very least, I don't want Yorozoya to have to go through something so scary again. My first name. What? Call me Hina. After all, there's two Yorozoyas here. Are you gonna protect me? You've got some balls. No, I don't mean you, Tatsuya. I bet my brother would be happy if you called him Tatsu instead.
Tatsu. Yo. Just Hina's fine for me. What are you getting embarrassed about? You two have already done it, right? That's... Come on, say it. I'm not gonna answer to Yorozuya anymore. Hina. Quit doing that creepy smile. Hey! Ow! Hina gives Tatsu a relatively strong punch on the shoulder. Tatsu looks at me grimacing and rubbing his shoulder. Actually... yes? I'm telling you to fix all these things, but you could quit if you wanted. I thought I should say it is all. No need to push yourself. No one could blame you. Yeah, I don't want to see anything horrible happen to you either. If you don't feel like doing this anymore, then you shouldn't. I just want you to be happy. That would probably be the most sensible choice. I'm clearly not cut out for this world. There's no guarantee I'll be able to achieve anything, no matter how hard I try. Smartest thing to do would be to entrust the video to Tatsu. Hina should be safe then, too. But if I were to quit now, what would happen to my relationship with these two? Still see Hina at school, but I doubt I'd get the chance to talk to her like this. Probably wouldn't see Tatsu at all. I don't want that. He respects me. She told me she likes me. Me. I might be making the wrong decision, but still, I can't bring myself to turn my back on them. I'm so glad it doesn't give you a choice in that. I want to stay by their sides if they'll let me. That's what my heart says. And I don't know. It might change depending on if I called for help. Will you cut my hair later? I want to get more confident, and then I want to protect you properly next time. Sure. Never mind that. Why aren't you guys eating after I went to the trouble to buy this? Okay, let's dig in. Thank you. I bite into the teriyaki burger. I've eaten plenty of them before. And somehow this burger tastes much, much better than any hamburger I've eaten until now. The two of them head home after we finish lunch. Around an hour later, Hina returns alone carrying her hairdressing kit. Alrighty, how should we do this? Do you have a mirror in your bathroom? Yeah. Let's cut your hair in the bathroom then. Have you got any old newspaper? Trash bags? Oh, trash bags are... I open the cupboard where we keep the cleaning equipment. Will one be enough? Two or three would be good. Three bags. Here you go. Thanks. Where's your bathroom? This way. I lead Hina out of the living room. Here. Okay. Hold on a minute. I'll get ready. Oh, I'll... Just wait. She sniggers and gives me a light push in the chest. Hina goes into the bathroom. There's no point standing here. I head back to the living room and sit on the sofa. After a little while, Hina reappears. Hey, can I take this chair? Huh? The one in the bathroom looks a bit low. Oh, okay, sure. Thanks. Heave-ho! Oh, I'll carry it out for you. Hee-hee. Thank you. I carry the chair into the bathroom. The trash bags I handed over earlier are spread out on the bathroom floor. I slowly lower the chair down in front of the mirror, being careful not to disturb the neatly placed bags. Have a seat. That doesn't mean carry it out with you. I sit down in the chair and Hina drapes a cape over me. It's like a real hair salon. Yeah, his hair is pretty bad, man. And, like, he's not the faceless MC that we get in a lot of these games, which is good. Because now we can actually see, like, how much of a loser this guy looks like, man. I used to have my hair kind of bowl cut like that. But, I don't know, I started losing it. And I'm like, eh, you know what I'm gonna do? So, what I do is I like to keep my top of my hair long, and I just cut everything else around it. And basically what I do then is I just throw some hair gel on there, and it kind of has like maybe a little bit of a spike, but not like, you know, too much. Not like when I was a young guy and I would spike my hair up. But yeah, that's just what I do, and I like it. But yeah, that's, your hair's in your face, it's not really great. Okay then, let's get started. Okay. You have any requests? Can you leave my fringe longish? No! Our response is immediate. I keep my fringe long to avoid eye contact, but I guess that's not an option. Mate, you gotta look at people. I'll leave it to you. I work in the public, man. I gotta look at people all the time. You're gonna look so handsome. Hina untangles my hair with her fingers. It feels as though she's stroking my head. It's a ticklish, pleasant feeling. How did you get your hair cut until now? I did it myself. There seemed to be a multitude of meanings packed into that and I suddenly feel embarrassed. It's clearly apparent from my appearance that I haven't been going to the hairdressers. I never really cared how other people saw me. That probably explains a lot of things, why Tatsu didn't like me at first, and why Koji took me for a fool. There's a lot of lessons in this visual novel. Like, I thought this was just gonna be a straight-up arrow game, but this has some real merit. Like, some guys that are watching this, you actually need to take this advice. Like, if you're actually that guy, don't fucking be that guy. Like, please. I was that guy for a long time. So don't fucking do that. Like, I'm 40 now, and I never want to be like that again. Like, that's not me. Like, I deal with anxiety, and I have, like, an earbud in my ear when I work. But other than that, like, I don't have a problem talking with folks. And, you know, I have to work with the public all the time. So I constantly have to answer questions and check people out and all that sort of thing. So you have to be on your game. You can't be, like, hiding yourself. You have to talk to people. And look at people and interact with people. And people will ask you questions about shit that doesn't even have anything to do with your job. And sometimes you'll just fucking talk to them about it because it's good. You have to socialize. Like, very good idea for young guys, even if they, like, can't get a job, like, a good paying job, just to get out there in the public. Get a public job so you have to fucking talk to people. Like, you'll be forced to do it, and you'll be better for it. Trust me. Because once you get to the point where you can fucking talk to a lot more people, then you'll be able to, you know, actually, I don't know, get the girl you want or whatever, I guess. Now, I know a lot of guys don't want that anymore, and that's completely understandable, because I see a lot of shit on the internet that, like, I get your point, guys. But maybe things won't always be like that. Maybe things will change, and if they do change within, I don't know, five years or so. Like, think about it. If you're 20-something now, you're watching me, and you're 25, like, 5 years have passed, a lot of the shit changes, women kind of go back a little bit on some of the things, and they start being like, okay, you know what, let's give guys a break, let's go ahead and try this out again. Then maybe you might want to have those skills, because women are, like, interested in you, and it's a completely different thing. I don't know if this will happen or not. Some people think it will, some people think it won't, but I'm just saying, it's good to have those skills. Like, I'm gonna be honest, guys, when I first started doing this shit, when I would interview people, the very first interview I ever did, I fucking stuttered a lot, and I just wasn't real sure what I wanted to say, but I started interviewing more people. Like, when I worked for the record labels, I never wanted to do, like, a Zoom. We didn't have Zoom, we had Skype interviews, where you could see the artist, because I was always kind of scared, like, I don't know, it's an artist, what do I say? You know, I mean, and you still kind of get that, like, with, like, a real famous person or somebody you respect. But it's a lot of it's a lot easier if you've been talking to people for a while, you know. Preferably, oh, but do what you think is best. I'll spruce it up without changing the length too much. Oh, my glasses. That's okay, you can leave them on. Snip, snip. Hair begins to float down towards the floor. It's a bit jagged at the back where you cut it yourself. I'll neaten it up for you, okay? You're used to this, huh? Guess so. Did you cut your own hair? I guess not. I go to the salon like every other woman. Did you cut Tatsu's hair? Tatsuya goes to a hair salon too. He's very picky. I cut Mama's hair. I see. I wonder whether I should ask more about it. Probably best not to. But I want to know more about Hina. I don't know if I should ask this, but... It's okay, ask away. What's your mom's illness? Oh. It's not really an illness. Maybe it is. It's not so much her body as her mind. That's it. She's never been the healthiest. She hasn't been right ever since she got divorced. It's like, depression? Because of the divorce? I guess. My mama really loved my papa. I think she probably still does. She knew Papa was cheating on her, but she still wanted to, reconciliate. But Papa said he wanted a divorce. Said he wanted to be with his mistress. Mama tried to resist. Said there was no way. Eventually, Grandma and Grandpa persuaded her, and she grudgingly got a divorce. She tried to move on in her own way. Went back to the job she had before she got married. Things were okay for a little while. Then Papa had a baby. It broke my mama when she heard about that. Maybe broke is a little strong. It's not like she became a vegetable or something. She still talks and things. She's just apathetic. She just sits there all day. That's called depression. Eventually she stopped going to work. I didn't know how we would live. Thought I'd have to drop out. That girl saved me just as I was worrying about all of that. Rin? That's right, Rin. Whoops, I said her name. Oh well. I do know that what we're doing isn't good, but... I need money to live. Money for medicine, and money for school. Working a normal part-time job doesn't even come close. Tatsu seems to have some kind of business going, too. Oh yeah, he does. Apparently he's saving up for me to go to college. If I was willing to give up on a few things, we wouldn't need to do this, but... I guess I'm greedy. I want to go to school and to wear new clothes. I want to eat tasty things. That's why me and my brother do bad things. It would be easy to say it can't be helped. However, I get the feeling that Hina isn't looking for that kind of superficial reassurance. Is that why Rin took action? To help her friend in need? I hope I can do the same. Can I ask about you too? Oh, sure. What kind of jobs do your mama and papa do? My dad's a CGI designer, something like that. He makes films and things. Oh wow, so that's why you're good at making videos and things. No, I'm not really any good, honestly. Really? My mom, she works at a confectionery company. I think she works in product development. I'm not sure though. Well, your mom is cool too. I wonder if I've eaten any of her sweets. Probably, they're sold in convenience stores. That's amazing. They're both really busy, huh? Yeah, I guess so. Do you get lonely? No, not really. They haven't been around much since I was little. I feel more relaxed on my own. I see. There's a slight pause before Hina responds. Is she feeling sorry for me? In terms of money, I'm much better off than she is. But I get the feeling that Hina is the better person. She's always surrounded by friends while I'm always alone. I say I prefer being alone, but the truth is I can't make friends. Perhaps seeing my mother's jealousy towards Rin's family left me afraid to get close to other people. Maybe getting poked fun at too much by Rin left me scared of girls. I could come up with a dozen reasons why. But in the end, the real problem lies with me. I've done nothing with my life. Hina worked hard to break free of her situation. All I've done is make excuses and act as though I'm happy with the way that things are. That's the difference. Hina is mentally independent. I'm still immature. That's probably what it is. You like anime and stuff, right, Iki? Yeah, I watch a lot of anime. Do you read manga? Yeah, quite a bit. Are you the kind who sells the books as soon as you're done? No, I don't usually sell them. Really? I didn't see many in your room. Oh, I usually buy ebooks. Me too. I see. I read them too, you know. Every week I use an app. Like Hop? Yeah, that's right. Do you use it too, Iki? Yeah, I buy stuff on it every week. You buy them? I only read the free ones. We make idle chit-chat. We talk about manga, anime. Most of it is about things I seem like I'd be interested in. Hina asks the questions and I answer. Rinse and repeat. I don't have the skills to take the conversation much deeper, if you could even call it a conversation. But it's fun. Before I know it, the words are coming out naturally and my stutter is almost gone. I feel happy to have made a friend. A friend? Hina told me she liked me. We even had sex. We're more than friends, surely. Should I tell her I like her too? Do I actually like her that way? I don't know. I'm too inexperienced. There's no doubt I feel affection for Hina. However, I'm easily pleased. I fall in love with anyone who's nice to me. I don't know whether or not that constitutes love. At times like these, an extrovert would probably tell me to ask her out anyway. I don't want to do anything insincere. But I've already done insincere things using that video. I don't want to do anything more. I want to be the best I can be. I don't like the best me I can be, but whatever. The best me I can be, that might be direct translation, so I want to make this accurate. That's who I want to be for Hina and Tatsu, who let me into their hearts. Okay, that should do it. Do you use wax or anything? I don't. It's a good job I brought some then. I'll only use a little bit. Should be saying it's a good thing I brought some, but whatever. She pulls the wax out of her pocket and unscrews the lid. She takes a small amount on the tip of her finger and applies it to my hair. It'll give it just a little bit of texture. There we go. Yeah, it's a little better. What do you think?
ないけど、雰囲気かなり変わったでしょ。
The length is about the same, but it gives you a different impression, don't you think? Yeah, shocked.
ヒーナ言ったでしょ。イッキ君かっこいいって。
I told you so. You're handsome. You really think so?
かっこいい。これなら舐められないね。
For sure. No one will make fun of you now. Thank you. This should help my confidence. Yeah, I'll do my best starting today. Yeah, starting today.Starting today, I'm going to change. I'm going to change myself. Do you like it? Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Good. Time to clean up. I already put wax on it, but you should give your hair a wash. Once you've washed and dry it, I'll show you how to wax it.That'd be great. Okay then, let's take a bath. But if I'm only washing my hair, together. Huh? Wow, it's so hard. So this is what it looks like. Hina has my cock in her hand. Moments ago, she was cutting my hair. Now both of us are naked.I thought I wasn't going to do anything insincere. I hate myself, but how could I resist? Still not strong enough to refuse a woman's invitation. Well, you don't technically do that if that's your partner. Last time, my head was all woozy, so this is the first time I've had a good look. Hina strokes my rod gently, staring intently. That's not that much stimulation, but it sends a thrill through my whole body.Feels a million times better than doing it myself. Am I doing it right? Oh, sorry, does it hurt? No! It feels so good, my head is spinning. My stutter makes a reappearance. It's the first time I've done this with Hina when she's sober. Just that's enough reason to be excited. It really is completely different to jerking off. It's different to having sex, too.Does it feel good? I'll keep going. Do it a little harder. Why would I say such a thing? Okay. Just as I requested, Hina grips my rod slightly harder and rubs it. Another groan escapes my lips. Oh god, shit. Hina giggles as though enjoying my odd reaction.First time I've seen Hina naked, but she doesn't seem to be too embarrassed about it. It seems that she really does see sexual things differently to me. I'm trying to act cool to cover up my extreme embarrassment, but... Like this? Gah! This is too much. I can bite my tongue, but my body gives the game away. My groin and legs twitch. Wow, something came out. Are you about to come? Not yet, but I'm getting close. Really? Hey! What? Can I lick it? No? Hina asks the question with upturned eyes, and my cock twitches in response. Well, what happened if she licked it? I might not be able to stop it just moaning. I might come the second she licks it. I don't want her to see me do something so pathetic. But, I don't mind.Can't fight the urge. Okay, then. Hina's lips close in on my helmet. She opens her mouth just a little. She makes slurping sounds as she lubricates it with her tongue. I somehow manage not to moan, but I can't stop my body from reacting. Another new sensation. It feels like I could ejaculate the second I let my guard down. I steel myself. Hina goes one step further.She takes my helmet right into her mouth. She moves her head back and forth. She sucks on it as though she were eating a popsicle. The stimulation is intense. I almost forgot to breathe and my whole body goes rigid. If I didn't, I'd surely fall to pieces. Hina continues to fillet me, gazing intently into my face. Those upturned eyes are incredible, too.The more she looks at me, the more my heart races. Even if I look away, the sense of her eyes on me makes me restless, and I can feel myself getting giddy. She starts moving faster. The interval between each stimulation gets shorter, and the stimulus itself grows stronger. I can hardly bear it. She speeds up further still. I can't tell if I'm lacking stamina or if Hina is just that good at this. Just as I resign myself, moments from pulling my load, Hina spits my cock out. I'm half relieved and half disappointed. Phew, this is pretty tiring, hee-hee. But you have to squeeze with your, jaw, cheeks? It could be a good way to tone my face up. I need to lose weight. I'm getting a bit chubby. I don't think you're chubby. Hee-hee, thanks, but I want to lose weight. Our comment is sudden and casual. Probably doesn't seem all that sudden to Hina. She probably sees sexual things like this as just a part of everyday life. To her, it's nothing to get especially wrought up about. She's relaxed as always. I'm the only one getting all flustered in response to these new, unfamiliar sensations. I have a long way to go before I can become truly confident in myself. Alright, back to it. She chomps down and starts bobbing her head again. This time she does it hard and fast from the word go. The urge to ejaculate was subsiding, but it's back with a vengeance now. I'm getting pretty close. Ugh. What? I don't get the chance to ask. She keeps going at it mercilessly. All I can do is grip my teeth and hold on. It's not as though there's some reason to hold back. It just feels so good that my whole body tenses up. At this rate, even if I do hold back. A wave of pleasure threatens to sweep me away. I'm getting close to my limit. I can't. Ugh. I don't know what that means. She's going to town, ladies and gentlemen. Going to town. I'm gonna... Yeah. Come, my body relaxes. Oddly enough, I'm still turned on. I just blew my load in a cute girl's mouth. That knowledge is enough to get me hot, even though I just came. Hina licks my cock ever so gently. She purses her lips and sucks until not a drop remains. She spits out my cock and then... Her throat moves as though gulping something down. It sticks in your throat a bit. You drank it? Yeah, I drank it, hee hee. She opens her mouth to show me. I can see just a tiny bit of white, off-white liquid under her tongue. Something about that is oh so hot. My cock, far from shriveling up, gets harder and harder. You can do it again, right? Her eyes are full of expectation. Her cheeks are flushed red. saying no isn't even an option. I give a small nod. But we don't. This is where we've got to end it. We've done a full hour. So alright guys, yes, I'm leaving you in the middle of a scene, but we will continue Criminal Border on this crazy frickin' scene next time. I'm out.